The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A man who needs no introduction.
The Black Information Network is committed to bringing you up-to-the-date news stories that are relevant, informative, and inspiring. And while news stories are always being updated and others are breaking, we understand that you need to be in the know all week long. Welcome to your midweek memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right. So first up, this from the Black Information Network. President Joe Biden has announced a new student loan forgiveness plan that will provide significant relief for Black and Latino borrowers, according to the White House. On Monday, April 8th, the Biden administration unveiled his Plan B for debt cancellation after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down his original program, per the GRIO. Plan B includes five methods to fix the student loan forgiveness program, including providing relief for borrowers who owe more today than when they initially started paying off their loans, those who have owed for more than 20 years, and borrowers experiencing financial hardship. The Biden administration expects that over 30 million Americans will benefit from the new plan, including Black borrowers who historically rely more heavily on student loans and take longer to pay them off than their white counterparts. So I'm going to stop right here. I'll get back to the article here, but you know, credit where it's due, where I've been very critical, and then I'm not the only one, a lot of us have been very critical of Joe Biden following through on one of his campaign promises, which is student debt relief. You know, he deserved me being critical. And on the other side of that, when he makes some progress, he deserves, you know, for us to acknowledge that. So this is not nothing. It's not done yet, but it's not nothing. That might not be everything to everyone who is considering withholding their vote for Joe Biden, because obviously his handling, or I should say mishandling, of the war in Gaza has really put off a lot of would-be voters for a second Biden term. But there are many people who really took him at his word insofar as student debt relief is concerned. And this shows, you know, that he's got ground to cover. He's doing that. This addresses some of the systemic issues. It addresses the wealth gap. And his dogged determination to get this off is a bright moment. I'll give him that much. We'll see if that translates into support at the polls, but it's not nothing. All right, I'll round this out now. Before Plan B is rolled out, it will have to go through the federal rulemaking process in which the public will be able to provide comments on the proposed program before it becomes policy. The legal framework of the new plan is under the Higher Education Act. Biden's original program was proposed under the HEROES Act, which was a response to the economic hardships of COVID-19. The Biden administration seeks to finalize the new program and begin delivering relief to students by the fall. All right, moving on. This also from the Black Information Network. Former President Donald Trump has again likened himself to Nelson Mandela. So in keeping with the updates of your presidential candidates, Trump made the comment on Saturday and has since made headlines, of course, hence the midweek memo here, while suggesting that he wouldn't mind going to jail for violating a gag order in his upcoming New York hush money trial per CNBC. Quote, "I will gladly become a modern day Nelson Mandela. It will be my great honor." Trump wrote in a Truth Social post where he also attacked his presiding judge, Juan Merchan. Saturday's comment wasn't the first time Trump compared himself to Mandela, who spent 27 years in prison for his anti-apartheid activism. In October, Trump linked himself to the former South African president while discussing his various lawsuits. Trump's latest remark comes after he was accused of faking documents to hide hush money payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels weeks before the 2016 election. The former president has been charged with 34 counts of falsifying business documents, and his trial is set to begin on April 15th. Trump previously claimed Merchan shouldn't preside over his case because of the judge's daughter's involvement with a progressive consulting firm that has worked for Democrats. In response to Trump's calls for Merchan to recuse himself, the judge imposed a gag order in March prohibiting the former president from making public statements about the case's witnesses, jurors, and lawyers. Trump was also prohibited from speaking publicly about court staff, employees in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, and their family members. After the gag order was imposed, Trump attacked Merchan's daughter on social media. Merchan then expanded the scope of the gag order to ban direct attacks on his family members as well as loved ones of the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Still, Trump has continued to attack Merchan's daughter online. So here, this is kind of more of the same Donald Trump. He's, you know, there's a reason they call this guy the Teflon Don. It's because he gets away with this type of behavior so much. And often enough, it's without consequences, or it's with consequences that are relative to, you know, his network, his resources, his net worth, insignificant. And so this behavior is the behavior of a person who doesn't fear consequences. And we see that here. We've all seen that during his presidency. We've seen that for those of us that were familiar with Donald Trump before his presidency. We've seen that in his business dealings. I'm one of those people that knew how Donald Trump moved prior to him becoming the president. And yeah, this is a person that does not fear consequences. He does not care whose life he disrupts. He's such a self-centered person, and he does not respect the rule of law. He does not respect the court. He does not respect anything. I doubt he even respects himself. But it's really we, the people, the American people who voted him into office. I didn't vote for him personally myself, of course. But, you know, as Americans, we voted him into office and kind of emboldened his posture. And so he feels like he flies above really any and all consequences, hence his continuing to attack the judge's daughter online.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes. And switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right, next up, CNN. Federal authorities say they're investigating Boeing after a whistleblower repeatedly raised concerns with two wide-body jet models and claimed the company retaliated against him. Whistleblower Sam Salepour, a Boeing engineer, alleges that Boeing took shortcuts while manufacturing its 777 and 787 Dreamliner jets, and that the risks could become catastrophic as the airplanes age. The New York Times was first to report the whistleblower complaint. His formal complaint to the Federal Aviation Administration, filed in January and made public on Tuesday, is not specific to the newer 737 MAX jet that has been grounded twice by the Federal Aviation Administration. Salepour on Tuesday said that his complaint raises, quote, two quality issues that may dramatically reduce the life of the planes, unquote. He goes on to say, quote, I'm doing this not because I want Boeing to fail, but because I want it to succeed and prevent crashes from happening. He said this to reporters at a conference call on Tuesday. He goes on to say, the truth is Boeing can't keep going the way it is. It needs to do a little bit better, I think, unquote. So, you know, we fly. And historically, I've never really paid attention to the jet that I was riding on. And now I do. It's just one of those things where, you know, obviously it hasn't been as bad as it could be, but it's still a little unnerving to be that high up when a door rips off or the engine housing peels back or, you know, whatever. And, you know, these people coming forward discussing the changes at Boeing, how Boeing has shifted away from being controlled by engineers to being controlled by, you know, the finance guys that are trying to drive costs down, which ultimately drives quality down, has compromised the comfort of many of us who fly on, you know, Boeing airplanes, knowingly or unknowingly. But the funny thing about this story is that folks on the right have somehow managed to connect Boeing's quality control issues with DEI. And I'll spare you the nonsense that is being thrown around there, but I'll give you a headline from Fox News. Alleged insider says Boeing's woes are symptom of failure of our elites and DEI ripping our society apart. So, yeah, I don't think that there's any low that's too low for folks to go to put black people or brown people or poor people or whatever at the center of their complaint, even if we have absolutely nothing to do with it. And the fact that they do the mental gymnastics necessary to make these connections shows how far they're willing to go to try to blame Black people for almost everything that ails them. And that is quite unfortunate. With that in mind, we're going to close on some positive news. This comes from The Griot. Queen Bee, aka Beyonce, her venture into country music brought in major numbers for her, entering 407,000 equivalent album units in the first week in the U.S. In addition to topping the all-genre Billboard 200 list, the Texas Hold'em singer is also the first Black woman with a number one album on the top of the country charts list since it first launched in 1964. I also want to add here that the single Texas Hold'em also made it to number one, also the first time Black women held a number one single on the Texas or on the country charts. All right. The LP is also experiencing the biggest week for country album sales since last July when Taylor Swift dropped the re-release of 2010's Speak Now. With Cowboy Carter, Beyonce saw her biggest streaming week ever, Billboard reports. The LP's 300.41 million on-demand official streams, delivering the fourth largest streaming week for a country album. The 16 Carriages singer now has enjoyed eight number one albums on the Billboard 200 chart. Wow. Her latest joining Renaissance of 2022, Lemonade of 2016, Beyonce of 2013, Four of 2011, I Am Sasha Fierce of 2008, B-Day of 2006, and Dangerously in Love in 2003. So, famously, I've had an aversion to country music. I felt like it didn't really speak to me. It didn't reflect my lifestyle or the issues in my life, and it just really didn't slap, to be honest with you. With that said, I know that there's some country songs that are kind of dope, and, you know, I have them somewhere on, you know, my phone and on my laptop. And, you know, I'm a DJ. I've DJed country parties as well, but it isn't until this moment in my life when I'm like, all right. You know, now we have a place at the table here. Now I know Beyonce is not the first to do this, but she has done it so well that now and moving forward, I feel like maybe there might be an access point, an aperture into the country music world. And if that means we're riding on the back of Beyonce's success, then so be it, because I happen to know that the musical roots of country music, along with pretty much every other genre of music in this country, can be traced back to a slave field. In other words, I lay claim to country music too. So that in mind, we're going to leave it right there. Don't forget, these and other stories can be found at BINnews.com. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.